As patriots, it's our duty to rise up in a world full of darkness. Evil comes in many forms, and it lurks around unexpected corners. It's time to stop wondering what will happen if it comes to war. War is already here. It's time to rise. Rise up for truth. Rise up for freedom. Rise up for our rights as American citizens. And now, at the head of the militia, here's your host, Mickey Garris.
Hello, my fellow patriots, and welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. I'm your host and fearless leader, Mickey Garris, and it's great to be back here today with you on this fine Saturday, soggy afternoon. Great deer hunting weather we've had the last 3 or 4 days. I know I have been, this is the time of the year when the weather starts to get a little bit colder and wetter. I start to crave getting out there in the woods a little bit more. I know that those animals are going to be moving around, and it just, up until the weather gets like this, I'll be honest, I don't get quite as excited about it, especially for deer. But now that the weather's like this, I'm itching to get out there in the woods. I've been out of town a little bit this week, and I haven't been able to be out as much as I would like to, but I'm definitely going to try to take care of that over this next few days. I've got to go down to George Fox over the weekend. It's a parents' weekend for my daughter. That's where she's going to college. And so we're going to go spend some good quality family time and check out her campus and have some fun festivities over there in Newburgh. It's such a great campus, a great school. She's a freshman. She's in the nursing program, and she's just loving it so far. And we're just really pleased that she chose that school. It's far enough away, but it's close enough. And it's just a great Christian college. So that's kind of what I'm going to be doing this weekend. Hopefully you guys are doing something fun yourselves. But and hopefully you hunters can get out there and, like I said, enjoy the woods, enjoy God's country, and just be thankful that we still live in America, the United States of America. And right now, we still have these rights. I question if we'll be able to do that in the coming years. I see our rights slipping away from us, and I'm starting to get really concerned. I'm starting to get concerned that my neighbors, my fellow Americans, aren't going to do what's necessary, aren't willing to do what's necessary, what's coming on the horizon. What's happened this week specifically is quite awful. You know how many good people, professionals, people that work for government agencies, people that work in the private sector, law enforcement, firefighters, doctors, nurses. Do you know how many people have been put out of work, have been fired from their jobs, terminated from their jobs, basically labeled as a danger to the rest of society because they have made the personal decision that they don't want to receive the vaccination? And so because of the mandates, because of Biden's mandates, because of the Fuhrer's mandates, Kate Brown here in Oregon, these good people, these people that a year ago were labeled as heroes, that were on the front lines fighting against this pandemic, fighting against COVID, that were on the front lines fighting this disease before we really understood it, before we knew just how dangerous it was. And you know what? It did not stop them from going to work. It did not stop them from treating people, from putting their own lives in danger and going and trying to save the lives of the sick. And they were held up on pedestals. They were called heroes. And the entire country was rallying behind them and so, so thankful. Could you imagine not having those people when we needed them the most? And here a year later, they're told that they can't do their jobs anymore. They're told that they're a danger to the rest of society. They're told that their choice not to get the vaccination is wrong and their careers are over, ruined. Law enforcement officers that have 30 years on the job. There is a huge shortage in law enforcement right now, my friends. A huge shortage. If you talk to any agency, they have openings. They cannot fill these positions. Partly because the way society is going. It's become such a thankless and dangerous job. Less and less people want to get into it. You got to be a little bit crazy, probably, to want to get into law enforcement. And then you have the way society is right now and the way our laws are and the people that are controlling our governments try to make the law enforcement out to be the bad guys. And they are scrutinized with their every action. And anything they do, they're judged. And no matter how right they are, no matter how much they had to do what they did in order to save lives, their own and other people's, no matter how much they put their own lives on the line, they're mistreated. They're abused. They're abused by our own government. And they're made to look like criminals anytime they are forced. And I say forced because that's what happens. Anytime they're forced to make a very tough decision on what type of force they use and when they use it. And was it justified or not? And now these guys that we're already so short on, like I said, every agency across the country could use more law enforcement officers. There's vacancies absolutely everywhere because of what's happening politically, and that nobody wants to do this job anymore. And now the good ones that are still there, the ones that have been doing the job, the ones that have been showing up even during this pandemic, if they've decided they don't want to get the vaccination, and I don't care why they've decided they don't want to get the vaccination, you know what? It's none of my damn business. It's none of your damn business. And by God, it's none of the government's damn business. It shouldn't matter why they don't want to get the vaccination. Some people just, they need more information. They want more choices. Other people have strong religious beliefs. A lot of reasoning behind why they've chose not to get this vaccination. Some people have health concerns. They have other complications, other health issues that the vaccination might not be the right choice for them. So they can't get it. Maybe their doctors even have advised against them getting the vaccination because of their health concerns. But the bottom line is we shouldn't be making these people justify why or why not they're choosing to get the vaccination. The vaccination's there. People have a choice. They can get it or not get it. It should be their choice. It's a personal decision, and it's nobody else's business. And what do we know about COVID now? We know that getting the vaccination doesn't really pose any benefit to you, right? You get the vaccination. Nurse, can I still get COVID? Absolutely. Okay. Nurse, can I still spread COVID? Oh, yeah. Oh, maybe even at a higher rate. Oh, okay. Nurse, do I still have to wear a mask? Yeah. Yeah, you're going to have to wear a mask. Oh, okay. Nurses, is there anything that can happen to me from this vaccination? Is there any complications or side effects? Could I die maybe from this vaccination? Oh yeah, it's a possibility. There's definitely side effects that happen, and it's made some people really sick, and it's even killed some people. Okay. Well, nurse, so should I get this vaccination? Oh, yeah, we're going to keep you safe. Okay, go ahead. I mean, think about that. We know that COVID is not the killer that they tried to tell us it was. We know that it's got a 99.6, 99.8, whatever survival rate. And we know that getting the vaccination doesn't actually really give you any benefits anymore. Okay, and in fact, there's a lot of studies coming out, and I believe in my gut that more and more of this information is going to come out. Over time, we're going to learn more, and we're going to get a bigger data pool, right? And it's actually showing that the vaccination, the push for the vaccination, and what the vaccination has done and how it's caused COVID to change, it's actually probably harmed this country far more than it's helped this country. It's caused COVID to spread more, and it's created these super viruses, these viruses that have changed because, the vaccination caused them to change. And there's people that get the vaccination are shedding it at higher rates. And it's made it so society just naturally did not build up their own immunities. And we know that if you got COVID, if you did not get the vaccination and you got COVID, we know that your immunities, your natural immunities in your body are at much higher levels than the people that actually get the vaccination. And possibly those natural immunities last longer as well. And the natural immunities did not do anything to change your structure in your body, your cellular structure, your DNA. The natural immunities did not do anything to necessarily change COVID-19 and what type of disease that was. There was just a lot more good things that came out of getting COVID and building up those natural immunities. And it seemed like that was much better for society. And if we would have just allowed society to continue on, if we want to put everybody in lockdown, if we wouldn't have not made everybody mask up, if we would have just continued normal life, yeah, people get sick. People get really sick. Some people might even die. No different than the standard flu year. But we would have established herd immunity so much faster. What we've did by these lockdowns and the masks and trying to force everybody to get these vaccinations before we can return life to normal, it just slowed the process down and it caused a lot of other issues, a lot of issues that we're going to be dealing with for years and years to come in this country. Economical issues, societal issues. It's just we have harmed ourselves by listening to people that we now know have not even been 100% truthful. Have not even been truthful. If anybody right now still has any faith or believes anything that comes out of Dr. Fauci's mouth, my friends, I got to tell you something. You're a moron. You're an absolute moron. Dr. Fauci has changed his story 1,000 times from the beginning. He's still trying to tell you that we can't celebrate Christmas with our families. At the same time, we're watching baseball and college football and the NFL with thousands of people in the stadium, unmasked, not social distancing. But if I want to get together with Ma and Pa and Grandpa and Grandma and my aunts and uncles and have a little Christmas powwow, no, we can't do that. This guy is sick in the head. And do they comply? No. The evidence is clear that the elites, the Democrats, the people at the top that are making these rules, pushing these mandates, they don't comply. They've been caught over and over and over again breaking their own rules, not following their own mandates. The Bidens were just in a restaurant just a couple days ago with no mask. Everybody else had to have a mask, but they were above the law. They didn't need a mask. No mandates for them. Who are we to tell him? He's the president of the United States. That is Joe Biden. Let's go, Brandon Biden. That's who that is. How dare we try to put a mask on him? Muzzle that man? Why would we want to muzzle the man that is the Speaker of the Year? I mean, every time that guy talks, he's giving us a gift, my friends. It is absolutely priceless. Absolutely priceless every time he opens his mouth. Unfortunately, at the same time, he's destroying this country. He's destroying our economy. He's trying to crush this republic. He's violating our constitutional rights. And everything that they touch turns to crap. Okay, now Fauci, remember that big spat that he got into in front of Congress and in front of the Senate in those hearings? With Rand Paul, remember how Rand Paul, God bless him, man, he was hitting hard. He was coming out with the truth, coming out with the facts, and he wasn't afraid to look Fauci in the eye and lay it out. And Fauci was a jerk. He was arguing with him. He's playing like he was God. How dare you ask me these questions? Who are you to ask me these questions? I'm Dr. Fauci. Come on. Well, it comes out today. Get this. NIH admits Fauci lied about funding Wuhan gain-of-function experiments. NIH admits that Fauci lied. Rand Paul argued and argued with Fauci. He came out with facts. Fauci, under oath, denied these allegations that Rand Paul says. And now the NIH admits that Fauci lies. It says right here, I'm just going to read a little bit. This is out of the Examiner, but it's the headlines all over the place. The Democrats aren't even trying to hide this anymore. They just don't even care. I will read that to you, but we're out of time in this segment. Don't turn that dial. We'll be right back with this. More on Patriot Uprising Radio.
We're back with more Patriot Uprising Radio with Mickey Garris.
Hello, my fellow patriots, and welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. I'm your host, your fearless leader, Mickey Garris, and it's good to be here today with you on Saturday. Remember, my friends, I've always got to remember to tell you this. You can always reach out to me. You can send me an email. You can let me know what you think of the show. Let me know how much you love me, or let me know how much you hate me at mickey@kslm.news. That's M-I-C-K-Y. @kslm.news. I love to get feedback. I love to hear from you. I got some people that are giving me regular feedback, and I appreciate it. And I just want to get to know more of you guys. I want to become friends with more of you guys. I want to have good debates with more of you guys that might think differently than I do. But it all makes for better content here on the radio. We are the number one station here in the Willamette Valley, my friends. We have the best talk lineup there is. I'm proud to be a part of that. I'm proud to be able to deliver this message to you guys. And we couldn't do it without you guys. So thank you so much. Now, before we went to this last break, I was talking about Fauci and how he's a snake and how you're a moron if you believe anything he says. And I'm sorry if that offends you. I'm sorry if you're a moron. There's nothing I can do about that. But I'm telling you the facts, my friends. Okay? Fauci's a liar. What he has done to this nation is criminal. The man should be behind bars. He should probably be put up in front of a firing squad because he is responsible for the death. He is a murderer. He is responsible for the death of millions of people, my friends. Millions of people for the experimental crap that he's been pulling the last several years, the illegal activity that he's been doing with the Wuhan lab, illegally funneling money from other areas, funding studies that the United States shut down because they were dangerous and they weren't humane. And he goes over to China and starts working, colluding with the Chinese government. You know, there's the last 6 years, there's been all this talk about collusion, Russia collusion, China collusion, Trump. The collusion is happening from the Democratic Party. We can trace it back directly to the Biden administration. We can trace it to the Clinton administration. We can trace it to the Obama administration. And we can trace it to Dr. Fauci. They are the colluders. They are the lawbreakers. They are the people that are working hard to destroy this republic. And they have somehow got so many people buffaloed. It blows my mind. They have pulled the wool over so many people's eyes, or there's just so many morons out there. Okay? It reminds me of that 70s show. Every time somebody does something stupid and the dad finds out, what's he say? Moron. You moron. That's what's going on. We are living. We're walking around. It's not the walking dead. It's the walking morons. That's what we're living in. Everybody's like zombies, but they're morons, okay? We need to knock it off, okay? The information's out there. You got to do a little bit of research. More importantly, common sense. Everybody should have that gut feeling, hey, something's not right. Everybody's born with that common sense, or I believe we are anyway. I know people don't exercise it, but maybe we just need to turn that on. We need to start listening to that gut feeling. We need to listen to that hair on the back of our neck when it stands up, when something tells us something is not right. That's called common sense, my friends, and I think more of us have it if you just paid attention to it. Now, this article in the Examiner, it says, a full 2 years after the Wuhan hosted the 2019 Military World Games, determined by House Foreign Affairs Republicans to be one of the planet's first super spreader events of the novel coronavirus pandemic, a top official at the National Institute of Health has conceded, get this, he has conceded that contrary to the repeated assertions of Dr. Anthony Fauci, the NIH did indeed fund highly dangerous gain-of-function research on bat-borne coronaviruses in the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Yes, Dr. Anthony Fauci looked you in the eyes and lied to you on multiple occasions. He's crooked. He's dirty. He needs to be locked up. He needs to be charged with murder. Treason. He needs to be charged with treason. He was working with China. Have you guys learned enough yet? Have you had enough yet? Are you ready to do something about it, my friends? It's absolutely crazy. And they are riding this coronavirus thing till payday comes in. My friends, follow the money. You've got to follow the money. These pharmaceutical companies, they're just as dirty, just as guilty. Why do you think that they were blocking other treatments that were known to work? Why do you think they were blocking treatments that doctors and scientists and researchers were saying should work? That there's been thousands and thousands and thousands of case studies on of these other treatments that have helped people get better, that have saved lives. And all of a sudden, they're being blocked by everybody. Biden's blocking them. Kate Brown, the Fuhrer, is blocking them. Why do you think that's happening? It's because the pharmaceutical companies had to come out with this vaccination, had to develop something new so they could sell it to you. And don't tell me it's free. Now, do you have to break out your billfold when you drive through the vaccination clinic and get stuck in the arm? No, you don't. But we are going to be paying for this for generations, my friends. This is not free. That vaccination's not free. Trust me, the pharmaceutical companies, they aren't doing anything for free. And mark my words, it's my gut. I'm not a doctor. If you got the vaccination, if you believe in it, that's fine. Again, that's your choice. That's none of my business. But my gut is telling me, my common sense is telling me that there's something wrong with this vaccine. It just doesn't make sense. And the more that comes out about it, the more I question it. And I also believe, my opinion, not a doctor, but my I sound like Sean Hannity there. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a, I get tired of hearing him say he's not a doctor. Yes, Sean, we know you're not a doctor. I appreciate you. I love you, man, but we know you're not a doctor. You don't got to say it every 5 minutes. Anyway, side note there. I'm not a doctor, but let me tell you something. I can tell you that my gut's saying that a lot of these complications that are created by this COVID vaccine and what we know about the spike protein and how it attacks your white blood cells, I think it's making your body more susceptible to other illnesses, other diseases. And, you know, there's a lot of people that have been whistleblowers and coming out and saying that this is, you know, going to cause other issues and it's going to end up killing a lot of people. And it might be because this vaccine is altering your body's own ability to fight off other illnesses and to protect itself. And so what does that mean? That means that you're going to be more reliant on other drugs from these pharmaceutical companies. Don't turn that dial. We're out of time again, but we'll be right back here in a few minutes. Patriot Uprising Radio.
Back with more Patriot Uprising Radio with Mickey Garris.
Hello, my fellow patriots. Welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. I'm your host, your fearless leader, Mickey Garris, and time is flying on the show today. I'm just getting into it, and I feel like, gosh, we're almost out of time. We were talking about Fauci. Fauci lied. People died. It's a fact now. The NIH has confirmed that Fauci has been lying. We were talking about the pharmaceutical companies and how corrupt and crooked they are and the way they've blocked these other medications that might have worked for COVID in order to be able to sell us. Trust me, we are paying for it, this vaccine and anything new that they come out with. Okay? It's your tax money that's funding all of this, right? And now we're talking about the vaccine and what it does to your body and does it cause other complications? And down the road, are we going to have long-term effects? If you got the vaccine, that spike protein that's attacking your white blood cells, is it compromising your body's own ability to build up natural immunities for other illnesses, to fight off other illnesses? Like, let's say, cancer, for example. I believe it is. There's research coming out that is starting to point to that. And I think over time, we're going to start to see that there is severe consequences. Now, again, I'm not a doctor, right? This is just my opinion. But I think that what that did, though, is if that's true, that's forcing another whole class of people. So say the class of people that got the vaccination it's forcing them to be more reliant on the healthcare system, more reliant on the pharmaceutical companies. If they get other illnesses that they can't treat, that their body will not fight off, if we established a sick class, so to speak, think of all the money that makes for the pharmaceutical companies. And anytime there's nefarious actions and corruption and just bad things, you can always typically trace it back to money, right? Money, you know the saying, is the root of all evil. And that just might be the case. And we've suspected that for a long time with a lot of the pharmaceutical companies. But I think we're getting to witness it firsthand. And then this week, oh my gosh. Okay, so what have we heard about these vaccinations? The Johnson & Johnson, the Moderna, the Pfizer. They're all different, right? And some of them are very different. You know, some of them work similar, but some of them are incredibly different from each other. And you know what? Since they're still listed as being emergency use and they haven't been 100% officially approved by the FDA yet, they didn't even have to originally give the FDA their ingredients, and they were able to still manipulate and change their ingredients even after they were issuing these vaccines. So if you got lot A, for example, of the Moderna vaccine, and 2-3 months later, your wife got lot B of the Moderna vaccine, there's a very good chance that the actual chemicals that are in that vaccine and the way that vaccine is created and formulated is different. Yeah, there's no regulation on that until it gets the final FDA approval. That should scare the hell out of people. So you and your wife, maybe you both got the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine, but depending on when and what lot was used, you guys both might have got very different vaccines. And so then if something bad happens, how do they trace that? How do they know which one you actually got, right? And then you got the Moderna, you got the Pfizer, then you got the Johnson & Johnson. Very different ingredients, okay? These pharmaceutical companies aren't necessarily sharing with each other. They want to be the first to come out with the cure or whatever it is that they're coming out with, okay? Because it's money to them. They want to get the patent on that, right? So they're different, right? So what happens now? What happens now? So, well, the news story is the FDA okays mixing COVID vaccines, Bax, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson boosters. Mixing COVID vaccines. So basically what they're saying is when you go get the booster shot, you can get the booster shot from somebody else. You might have got the Moderna vaccination initially, but you can go and get the booster shot from Pfizer or, you know, one of those other options out there. Are you kidding me? That doesn't make any sense. Isn't that just like starting over with a brand new vaccine? To me, that's not a booster shot. I mean, they're okay with giving you some unknown drug cocktail. More importantly, are you okay with getting some cocktail like that, that nobody has a freaking clue what they're doing? Is the world on fire? It blows my mind that this is even something that we're talking about. And we're supposed to look at the FDA and trust them? Again, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a pharmaceutical person. But common sense, again, go back to the common sense, my friends. They're saying when you go in to get your booster, it doesn't necessarily have to be from the same type of shot that you received the first time. It doesn't make sense. Scientifically, it doesn't make any sense. Gosh, how do we trust anything that these people do? Absolutely blows my mind. U.S. regulators on Wednesday signed off on extending COVID-19 boosters to Americans who got the Moderna or the Johnson & Johnson vaccine and said anyone eligible for an extra dose can get a brand different from the one they received initially. I'm not making this up. I know it seems like a parody. I know it seems like something on a Monty Python show, but let me tell you, my friends, these are the clowns that are running the country. And sadly, so many people, over 50% of the people, are just falling in line. I'm terrified about what that means. I'm terrified about what's coming in our future, my friends. There's a time, and I think it's coming sooner than later, that we have to make some really tough decisions. And we got to look at the clown show that's happening right now, both at the state level and at the federal government level. And we got to understand what it is they're doing to this country. Years from now, this time in our history will either be remembered as a time of courage or cowardice. It's going to be a time when Americans stood against tyranny, or a time when our republic fell to totalitarianism. A time when we united together for freedom, or a time when we sacrificed freedom and our future as a republic for false security. I got to tell you right now, my friends, I am so skeptical on everything right now. I will not be getting the jab. I won't allow anybody to give the jab to my family. And right now, they're working on approving it this week. They want to make it so anybody 5 years and older can get the jab. And when they do that, they're going to tell your kids in school, if you want to go to school here, you have to get the jab. And I'm telling you right now, nobody's giving my family the jab. It's not going to happen. And guess what, my friends? Here's the kicker. And this is what's going to really piss people off. We are not going to stop living. We're not going to live in fear. And we're not going to live as second-class citizens just because we won't comply with this unconstitutional mandate. And that's right, it's unconstitutional. There's nothing you can take away from me that I need. There's nothing. And there's no limits to what I'm capable of doing to protect the ones I love. And I wish you guys would think about that. That doesn't mean that life's not going to suck at some point. That doesn't mean that we're not going to face some really challenging and hard times. But man, you guys got to dig your heels in, and you guys got to realize that if we don't let them, there's nothing that they can take away from us that we need. And I hope you guys feel the same way that I do, that there's no limits to what you're capable of doing to protect the ones that you love. In our history, in the history of man, it's been this way since the dawn of time, my friends. Tyranny was never defeated without brave men and women committing righteous acts of violence. That's right. I said righteous acts of violence. Now, you say the word violence and everybody gets all wishy-washy and, oh, he's violent. And they make it look like violence is such a bad thing. You know, they associate that with evil. They associate that with breaking the law. Anytime you use the word violence, they try to paint you into being some crazy guy. But my friends, there is righteous violence, and it's been used. It's been used since the dawn of time. Righteous violence to root out evil, to root out tyranny, to defend the weak. And that's what I'm saying right now. There's going to be a time, and I think it's sooner than later, where good men and women are going to have to stand up, brave men and women. And yes, we will have to commit possibly righteous acts of violence to protect ourselves, to protect this republic, and to keep our freedom and liberty. Freedom has never come without a heavy price. Every sacrifice, every drop of blood spilled, and every life lost is all worth it. As long as we're willing to continue to fight. As long as we're willing to continue to fight for freedom that so many other people have died for. And my friends, you got to understand, what are we fighting? Yes, we're talking about the other side, the other half, the other party. We're talking about our government. But it is the enemy. If it's after our republic, if it's after your freedom, I don't care if it's the government or not. It is the enemy. And that enemy, they can censor us and they can try to scare us. But I'll tell you what they can't do. They cannot take away the fact that we are Americans. And by God, this is the land of the free and the home of the brave. And we're ready to kick some ass. And I'm sick and tired of what's going on. I'm calling you guys right now. It's time for everybody to stand up. There's too many good men and women not doing anything right now. And too many good men and women that this week, because of tyranny, are out of work, lost their jobs. Stick with me, friends. Don't turn that dial. We'll be right back for more here on Patriot Uprising Radio.
Back with more Patriot Uprising Radio with Nikki Garris.
Hello, my fellow patriots. Welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. I'm your host, your fearless leader, Mickey Garris. Remember, you can find me at mickey@kslm.news. Reach out to me, get to know me a little bit, send me an email. I promise you I'll read them. I don't promise I respond to all of them, but I promise I will read them. I'm glad you're with me here today. I've been fired up this segment. I am ready to take this country back. I think it's time that Americans stand up. I think it's time that we take more action. You got to start questioning, have we exhausted everything we can exhaust through the political process? Is there any integrity left in our system, in our judicial system, in our courts, in our legislation? Is there anybody there that we trust still? Is there enough people there that we trust that can change things? Are there any checks and balances? And if you've looked at all that, if you feel like we've exhausted all our resources and it's broken, the system is broken, and our founders warned us of this, my friends. Our founders warned us of this, and remember, they gave us a job. They told us it's our responsibility. They told us it is our duty. They told us exactly what to do when corruption gets a foothold, when tyranny gets a foothold. And so that's the thing I'm questioning right now. I feel like we keep staying on autopilot. We're afraid to take the next move because we still believe somehow that our system's going to save us. It's such a good system. It's worked for all these years. No, our founding fathers knew that the system would not last forever. It knew that we would be corrupted as people. And if we are corrupted as people, the system would fail. Now, I'm not saying that our republic and the structure of our government is bad. It's by far still, if it's followed the way it's designed, if it's followed the way our Constitution is laid out, it's still the best form of government that's ever been created, and it's the best anywhere in the world. But the problem is we're straying from the way it was originally designed. We're not following our Constitution. And so our system's broken. And why aren't we following our Constitution? Because we have people turning a blind eye. We have corrupt people. We have different branches of government that are politicized now that are not supposed to be politicized. And we're not holding anybody accountable. And we're, what are we saying? The conservatives are sitting here, we're bitching and we're yelling that we need to hold people accountable. We want to hold people accountable. And then we turn to the corrupt system to hold people accountable. And I'm telling you, that's not going to work anymore. I'm telling you, the system is broken. You cannot count on the corrupt politicians, the corrupt judges, the corrupt legislature, the corrupt Supreme Court, and the corrupt system to fix the broken system and make sure that these checks and balances are working. It's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. And so we resort back to what we were told by our founders, my friends, the warnings they gave us. And they gave us warnings. Remember the famous quote, Thomas Jefferson, I've said it many times, the tree of liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of patriots and tyrants. Who do you think he was talking to? What do you think he was talking about? Why do you think he said that? Now I know what I'm saying is resonating with some of you. I know what I'm saying is speaking to your hearts. I know that it's sitting in your gut and you're like, I have that feeling. That's how I feel. Yes, you're right. But we're scared, right? You're afraid to say it because society is going to look at you and be like, whoa, he's a crazy. He's a little bit out there. Oh, look at that conspiracy guy. Well, it's only a conspiracy until it's not, right? And I think we've seen enough. I think we've seen enough this last 18 months, this last 2 years, definitely since the last election and all the information that's come out, all the factual information that has come out. So many of the things that a year ago, 2 years ago, we were labeled extremist, extreme conspiracist, nuts. So many of those things that gave us those labels not long ago now have all been proven. 100% verifiable facts, truthful. Just like what we learned this week about Anthony Fauci and the way he sat there and lied to us and what the NIH came out this week and admitted that Fauci has been lying to us. See, we're not crazy. We're not crazy. We're the only ones sounding the alarm, and there needs to be more of us. And we need to keep educating people. And when people look at you, and when the other party comes at you and attacks you, and when the government comes after you and tries to shut you up, or when Facebook continues to try to shut you up by suspending your accounts and blocking you and ghost shit banning you and everything they do to me every other week, guess what? I get up and I dust myself off, and I don't bow down. I don't cower. I don't say, oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I told the truth. I will never do that again. I get out of Facebook jail. I'm like, all right, I've got about 10 minutes before I'm back in jail. What kind of truth can I put out there today? And I start typing away, and I tell it like it is, and it's not always pretty. Sometimes it's really ugly. Sometimes it's pretty brutal, but I always tell the truth. And you know what, my friends? If you did that, and if your friends did that, and if their friends did that, we start a movement that's unstoppable. The word's starting to get out, but there needs to be more of us getting this word out. It can't just be us guys sitting behind the microphones. It can't just be Sean Hannity or Tucker Carlson or Dan Bongino or Mickey Garris. It can't just be us. It's got to be you. You are more powerful than I am. And if we want to save this republic, if we want to stand up and save this nation, if we want to take back what's ours, if we want to protect our freedom, protect our liberty, by God, it's time for us to do something about it. I saw a meme going around the other day, and it said, I'm not going to quote it 100% right, but basically it said is, you know, we laugh and joke about it on Facebook with each other, but the reality is this country is going to hell in a handbasket. And that's the truth, right? For most of us, for a majority of us, that's as far as it gets is our social media. We complain to each other on social media. Guess what? We're speaking in an echo chamber, right? Because the people that you friended, that you like on social media, they have the same views as you, and you're just talking back and forth to each other. But what are you doing together to move forward? What are you doing together to change things that you don't like? Has it helped you the last year and a half to bitch to each other about what you don't like? Or are we in the same exact place that we were a year and a half ago? And we've got a lot happening. We got midterms coming up. They're right around the corner. And my God, I know we can win. I think we can do it with the landslide. But we got to come in numbers. We got to come strong. We got to take the gloves off. To hell with political correctness. Speak the truth, my friends. Don't worry about who you offend. I want to offend people. It means we're doing a good job. Who am I going to offend? If I'm speaking the truth, who am I going to offend? The people that want to oppress the truth. Why do they want to oppress the truth? Because they want to control you and I. Why do they want to control us? Because they want to take our freedom. They want to take our liberty. If you don't understand that's what's going on, if you haven't realized that this last year, your head has been in the sand. And that is the honest truth. It is a crazy train out there right now. Another article I just came across. This blew my mind. It made me want to have a career change, actually. If it wasn't for that damn vaccination, I might actually file for the exemption. I've been against the exemption stuff because I don't think you should have to file for an exemption. If you don't want the vaccination, don't get the vaccination. Don't have to go for some health exemption or religious exemption. That doesn't make sense. Just don't get the vaccination. But I thought about filing for it just because I saw an opportunity. Oregon temporarily drops college degree requirements for substitute teachers to alleviate the shortage. The shortage that the government created by putting this vaccination mandate and firing all these teachers. Now there's not enough teachers. And so Oregon says you don't have to have a college degree. You don't have to have a teaching certificate. If you want to teach, I'm thinking about, I'd like to go teach a constitution or a civics class or a history class at the local high school. I think I could teach these kids something that they probably have never heard before. I might do that, my friends. I might do that. But this is the joke that we're living in. No more teaching requirements because Oregon fired all the teachers that didn't want to get a vaccination and there's a huge shortage. So what are we going to do? We'll let anybody teach now. Unbelievable. Only in Oregon, my friends. Only in Oregon. It is absolutely crazy. And I figured something else out, too. I don't know if you follow me on Facebook, but I call Brown the Fuhrer, obviously. But I actually figured out who she really is. I think it's Frau Farbizina. I think that's how you say the name. Frau Farbizina. Okay, remember the Austin Powers lady? Look at Kate Brown. Look at Kate Brown and look at Frau. Okay? They look just alike. It's uncanny. I'm out of time, my friends. We'll be back next week with more truth right here on Patriot Uprising Radio. God bless you guys. Continue to pray for this country.
You've been listening to Patriot Uprising Radio right here on KSLM and KSLM.news.